ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Japan here at the American Student Network, and we have a student program this morning. But before we get to it, I just wanted to comment on how extensive this effort is to really conceal the truth from the American people. And even in so-called Christian news broadcasts, there are networks that supply Christian news to radio stations, and this is an excellent radio station. Oh, but the news, well, we just heard about John Kerry, his first day in office as Secretary of State. Now, who is John Kerry? Well, what if I had been writing the script for the news broadcast you just heard? I would have said, John Kerry, a member of the Trilateral Commission, long-term member of the Trilateral Commission, and mentioned all the things he'd done on his first day in office, and then he'd taken out time to have lunch with George Shultz, longtime member of the Trilateral Commission. Remember, there's only 78 members in the North American chapter. Some are Canadian, some are Mexicans. Not very many Americans, no true Americans. They're all subversive. Their goal is a one-world government. And they're using the financial and military power of our nation, of our government, to bring about their ultimate goal. And all you need to do is go to the Trilateral Commission website. Look at their logo. It's a circle made up of three curved arrows. And if you look carefully, you could, on the inside, you could almost imagine that there are three sixes there. And then, of course, there's no question they're joined together at the center of the logo by an upside-down broken cross of the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. And you can go to any, certainly, site that deals with this sort of thing, these signs, these logos, and of course you'll recognize that symbol of the upside down broken cross. It's an occult emblem. So we have members of this occult organization dedicated to world government. Of course, most of them probably don't even know the ultimate goal is the establishment of a world government, and that of course headed by the Antichrist. Well, let's get to our guest this morning. His name is Barry Shamus, frequent guest on Radio Liberty, and Barry, of course, keeps us up with what's going on over there in the Near East and the Middle East. He's an investigative reporter who spent 30 years living in Israel, and then, because he was doing such a good job exposing the corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government, why there were threats against his life, and eventually he came to the United States. So without further ado, good morning, Barry. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Go right
ahead.
Hello? Yes, go right ahead, Barry.
Oh, okay. Dr. Stan, did you receive my latest article? I called it Jews Will Be the End of Israel.
Yes, I did. You can go right ahead. It was a little unusual, but it was a very thought-provoking article. Can you explain to our listeners why you as a Jew would say that the Jews are going to be the end of Israel?
Well, I provided the proof All right. Now, look, this has been a tough week for me, health-wise, and, well, my webmaster, I think, may have died. Tom Mack just disappeared from the map, and I've been trying to track that down, but I'm afraid something happened to him. It's just all in all, it's been tough on me. Even this interview I'm doing right now, oh, my mouth is so swollen, and let's just put it this way. I'm viewing life from the point of view of someone who's, you know, feeling age and pressure. And, well, people sent me this article from the Jerusalem Post just a few days ago. It was called "Here Comes the Pressure," by Josh Haston. I quote, "And even closer to home, there was another instance of anti-Semitic propaganda being spewed, not by Hamas, but by our peace partner, the moderate Fatah-affiliated Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. As reported by this newspaper last week, Abbas was quoted as saying that, quote, the Zionist movement had links with the Nazis before World War II. And, of course, that's wrong, according to the Jerusalem Post and Josh Haston. To which I say to Haston, Abbas is right, and you're wrong. The labor Zionists cut a deal. I've been writing about this. Well, I alone haven't been writing about this. Edwin Black's book called The Transfer Agreement could not be more scholarly. All right. It's not a National Review expose. The real thing, the labor Zionists saw in the Nazis an ally who could drive Jews to their project in the Middle East, Palestine, Israel. They cut a deal. The deal was, it was really quite a simple deal. The Nazis were in danger of being boycotted to death by Jews. And while the labor Zionists said, look, you banned all Jewish authorities but us in Germany, and we'll make sure you don't get a boycott against you. And did they work on that? And I won't dive into how it was done, even in the States. Oh, my goodness, it's such a long story. Just accept the fact that without labor Zionism, there wouldn't have been a Holocaust as we know it.
Well, you know, the thing, the confusing thing for most people, Barry, is the fact that they don't understand there's a very definite difference between labor Zionism and Zionism. Zionism are the people who believe in Israel, the homeland, the concept. The labor Zionists certainly are entirely different than the average Zionists, and we tend to lump them together, and yet they're just exact polar opposites.
Well, I can simplify that.
Okay.
The labor Zionists had the power to throw out. This happened in 1933.
Hold that thought. Oh, I hear the music. We'll be back in a moment.
At this time of year, health and happiness is at the top of everyone's list. Staying in shape and lowering fat intake, reducing the chance of heart disease and early illness. Exercising daily along with a commitment to better health and nutrition will help you keep fit, not only for the new year, but for life. That's from Anytime Fitness, where we're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Anytime Fitness, 325 Winneka Parkway in Lafayette. For information, call 720-890-7437. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry is certainly talking about an article in the Jerusalem Post. Correct me if I'm wrong, Barry, but the article is written quoting a fellow named Abbas, who heads the Palestinian Authority, saying the Zionists had a agreement with the Nazis. And, of course, the Jerusalem Post is saying that's ridiculous. But Barry's point is that the labor Zionists, which is a specifically, and I believe, a subversive element within the Zionist movement, did have an agreement with the Nazis. And the whole idea was, go ahead, do whatever you want with the Jews. And, of course, but those who will, we want to utilize the persecution of Jews to drive the Jews to Israel so we can establish our nation there in Israel. Go right ahead. Would that be a fair assessment?
Only one disagreement.
Well, you go ahead.
They were hardly subversive. They were the Zionists.
All right, go ahead.
In 1933, they threw out what you would call the right-wing Zionists. Heirut, they accused them of a murder of someone named Arlozorov. And look, this history... The fact of the matter is we have to accept a rewrite of our history. We have to. Without labor Zionism and their deal with the Nazis, history would have been different and better. All right, let's keep it simple. Look, I'm going to quote something. This is from the head of labor Zionists. And again... In the late 30s, that meant the Jews. There was no one else. The religious were not even thought of. They were the fringe. And as for the right wing, well, they were fascists. All right? All you had was labor Zionism in the 30s. Now, beginning with this, Chaim Weizmann, who became Israel's first president, he was the head of the Jewish Agency, which ran effectively, took over, well, it was the Jewish government, the Jewish Agency, and he was the head of it. Here is what the head of World Jewry, Chaim Weizmann, said. Now, I've done this quote on the show before, but I found a new... Chaim Weizmann said this over and over again, 36 to 38. Here's the quote. All right? The exact quote is, this is Weizmann, "Can you bring 6 million Jews to Palestine?" I replied, "No. The old ones will pass. They were dust, economic and moral dust in a cruel world. Now, remember, this is your leader. He's leading the Jews. And he's saying, well, we're not going to get you. He knew the Holocaust was coming, number one. And this is significant. There was no Holocaust when he said this in 1937. What he said is, so sorry, only those Jews who disembark in Palestine get to survive. The other 4 million, they're of no use to us, and thus are dust. He was the leader of the Jews, and that was his policy. He effectively gave Hitler a free pass to mass murder. Look, when I write, I don't care how ugly is the truth, but I used to, all right? The fact of the matter is, the ugly, nightmarish scenario of the Holocaust probably wouldn't have come to pass, not the way it did, without the cooperation of labor Zionism. Did you get that message?
I got the message strong and clear.
All right. You may have found the article unusual. We're going to have to face this. In order to somehow grab a hold of the nightmares and figure out what happened, we're going to have to stop deluding ourselves. The Jews have, for some reason, accepted a reality foisted on them, but they've accepted it. This can't go on, and there are a lot of people who are saying this can't go on from the left and the right. Now, in my article, I quoted the far left, and I quoted the far right. They all are trying to influence me on my, well, they are certainly giving me a lot of their points of view. But you know what? The most discouraging, the really far right of Judaism, the far, far, really far right, they've also decided to convert me to their cause. I get interesting reading, but it's not wrong. All right? That's the problem. Look, I just try to get to the raw truth, and I don't care who it comes from, and that includes the far left and the far right. They're motivated enough to dig. They'll find stuff out that I wouldn't have, and I can tell when the research is good. I know good research, but I don't know what Facebook is. Someone set up a page for me, and I don't know how to use it, but recently I've been plastered with really bigoted anti-Zionist URLs, and I thought they were from anti-Semites at first. And I sent the person plastering my page with anti-Zionist messages. Well, I was angry, and I called him a moron. All right? He went crazy. The point is, he's missing the whole point. It's not Zionist. The real problem isn't just a thing called Zionism. The Jews are the victims of a history they didn't start. And know surprisingly little about. All right? I watch my Jews like Josh Haston, Lambaste, Abbas for not being a liar for once, because he can't face up to this awful fact of the Holocaust. And our, see, I'm using the word our. Like I am a labor Zionist. I'm not. They use the Jews to get their nation off the ground, and they ended up killing all but 100,000 under Nazi occupation. That's what happened in our history. And unless we actually face that fact and we actually are truthful, we're going to be haunted. Now, Weizmann had a plan. And recall, Weizmann ran the Jewish agency. What his plan called for were 2 million survivors of the upcoming Holocaust. But he was wrong. The Nazis got just about every one of them where they were. If they occupied a land, the Jews were dead. Their sick plan to get Jews to Israel turned into the death of European Jewry. And now, remember, the labor Zionists ran Israel all the way till 1977, when Begin finally overtook them, and there's been no turning back. Weizmann planned for 2 million to get his country off the ground. He was going to get, 100,000 survivors if he was lucky. He had no choice. And he representing labor Zionists controlling the Jews. Oh, my poor people, that they should control. Well, they did. They ran the Jewish enterprise. They had to get soldiers. They had to get people to populate the land. And they were going to come from the Middle East, from the Sephardic lands. Now, again, the far right of Judaism. And I included the articles they sent. You may have found it unusual. There's a logic here. They're not wrong. One of the articles was called Ben-Gurion Scandals, and it was about how the Zionists, again, labor Zionists, they killed the Jewish leaders of Iraq prior to their evacuation to Israel. And I want you to know, I'm going to tell you a little story. I had a book published by Dandelion Books. It was called The Fall of Israel. And my publisher was Carol Adler, a Jewish lady. She didn't understand where I was coming from. I wasn't writing anti-Israel anything. I was writing, let's get the truth out and survive for a while, literature. She had a publishing company called Dandelion Books. They put out a book by an Iraqi Jew about how the Zionists entered Iraq, stirred things up, and got them mass. They had new homes in Israel. They were uprooted. This came from outside. You have to ask yourself, why would the Arab leaders? Now imagine, it's 48 to 56, that time frame. Israel is getting stronger. It won the War of Independence. Why would you clear out all your Jews and make them Israeli soldiers? Because that's what was happening throughout the Middle East. The Arab leaders were working with the labor Zionists to liberate their Jews, to uproot them and send them to Israel to live in poverty. All this happened 48 to 56. You have to ask why. Dandelion Books published another book, and it was about, let's just say it coincided with my book, Fall of Israel, came a book about the Iraqi Jews and how the Middle East was stirred up and how the Arab leaders, basically blackmailed. They got all the Jews' resources. I mean, the Jews left with nothing. the world was in complete, utter chaos. And the Arab leaders decided to make Israel feasible. No one asked that simple question. Why are the Sephardic Jews in Israel? They weren't, it wasn't Nazi Germany where they were living. You had to stir up the Arabs and get the anti-Semitism going. And the people doing the stirring, it turns out, were Jews, the labor Zionists. Is this clear enough?
It's very, very clear, and I think people have to understand it all had to do with the labor Zionist effort to create Israel and had to get the Jews there, and they did this certainly by stirring up anti-Semitism in the Arab world and, of course, the Holocaust in Europe. Go right ahead.
Again, this article I wrote, it was about Jews exposing Israel. Oh, I hear the music.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish, who actually is providing us with a different history than you're going to read in the textbook. Be back in a moment.
Strong's Insurance recognizes and salutes the men and women in uniform standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them this February in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts help keep America strong. We live in the land of the free because of the brave. This message is presented by Strong's Insurance, offering an invisible blanket of protection that covers you and your family and your home and business and car. It becomes beautifully visible when you need it. Enjoy complete but not overlapping coverage for everything you care about through Strong's Insurance in Brighton. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your writings and get to your PayPal button?
Well, I'm going to say it again. Tom Mack, the webmaster, I suspect something Well, I suspect he died, to tell the truth. He's disappeared. But neither here nor there. There was a PayPal button, but there's no webmaster. So my website is barrychamish.com. That's Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And here's hoping maybe somebody can help me out there as well. I'm not a web technician. All right. Now, my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box right in my name, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And my latest book is The Stinger, Not the Stung, and reactions really are very positive. I'm very pleased about the new book. That's it. Now, let's go back to where we were. Now, again, I don't know how I became what I became and whatever. I just wrote, and, well, I found things, and I had to write them. The evidence was not being presented to the public, so I presented it. Now, the one subject I didn't touch was the big one. How did the Sephardim get to Israel? There is so much conniving and false flag operations to get the Sephardim out of the Middle Eastern countries and concentrated in Israel, and the disruption to their lives is going on to this day. It wasn't just a nice pick up and move question. They were force moved. Because
Barry, just for our listeners, the Sephardim are the Jews that came from the Middle East and went to Israel. That's the term Sephardim, the term that's used for them. Go ahead.
They were abused because the behind the scenes of the Holocaust worked too well. The leader of labors of the Jews. Just called Chaim Weizmann. He was the leader of the Jews at that time. There was no other leader. He was it. He thought there would be a Holocaust which would get him 2 million citizens. Well, it worked too well. Barely anyone survived. So he had to rape the Middle East for its Jews to make the state viable. There. That's as good as I can make it. The stuff that was done to my people for motivations, they clearly wouldn't have volunteered to die or be uprooted. What happened to my people during this period that the labor Zionists rose, took over effectively Judaism. It certainly wasn't religious, and it wasn't a lot of things, but the socialists, the labor Zionists, mucked with Judaism, and we haven't recovered. And by the way, what really worries me is it may not be over. Israel is far from out of danger, and the next third of the Jews could go, and that includes my children, my family, my friends. I'm trying in my little way to keep us alive by letting us understand that our people have been terribly fooled and deluded and purposely, unless they just write history from scratch, we're going to be just as victimized as ever. Now, in my little article, I concluded, and if you haven't turned it on, turn it on, I concluded with a film that Israel Educational Television produced. It's not a marginal film. It's a film about labor Zionism's founder, Theodor Herzl. Effectively, not effectively, he is the father of Zionism. He's been turned into that. The myth propagated. They just can't. They can't survive. Herzl was eventually, in our history books, became the Zionist leader of the Jews. You watch this film, and it's a very scholarly film. His dream was not for the Jews to be a free people in our own land. His goal was that the Jews be mass baptized into German Catholicism. Watch this movie. Herzl couldn't have cared less about the religion. He was an assimilist. Behind the scenes, he was working with the Catholic Church to do a worldwide ceremony where all the Jews become Catholics. Watch this movie and then just join me in the world of disbelief. We have been so lied to. And it's catching up with us. And, well, what I'm worried about is the next cycle will be another Holocaust. And by the way, that's not a paranoid worry. There's every reason to believe that's what could happen. Now, if you want, I'll dive into what's going on in Israel right now. I wrote an article previously on Naftali Bennett, and I predicted that he would, by the way, Naftali Bennett runs the Beit HaYehudi, the Jewish Home Party, very patriotic, would be called far, I don't know, but far-right party, but approaching it. And I told you that he was going to come in second or third place. In fact, he came in fourth place. He got 12 seats. He was expected to get as many as 15 or 18. Nonetheless, I predicted that Netanyahu would never invite him into his government. 12 seats or not. Ideological so-called a natural partner or not, he would not have Bennett in his government. Well, he is so far, he's
not in.
Hold
on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Sheff.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Samuelson. I believe Barry is giving you the true story of the origin of the Holocaust, of the origin, certainly, of the State of Israel. But it's entirely different that you're going to get in your standard textbooks or in so much of the controlled media in the United States and throughout the world. But you need to understand that there were forces there within the so-called labor Zionist movement that were working closely with the Nazis that wanted the Holocaust as a means of driving the remaining Jews to Israel. The only trouble was that in Europe, there weren't a lot of remaining Jews who survived the horror brought on them by supposedly their own countrymen. Go right ahead.
Well, they didn't know they didn't know that the labor Zionists, cutting a deal with the Nazis. They just knew, they were ordered out of their homes and they were they were gassed or shot. What happened to my people is simply unspeakable, and there is an explanation, and unfortunately, our genes, okay, if nothing else, were involved in all kinds of decisions that led us into the gas chambers. Now, let's return to Naftali Bennett, who, as I said on this show, I said Netanyahu will not have him in his government. He'll go with Labor before Bennett, and well, he's having trouble putting together coalition, but nowhere is Bennett in it so far. Maybe he'll be forced. No, I think Netanyahu will never invite Bennett in it. Now, when Bennett came, I didn't recognize him. He was a newcomer, but I had met him in Ranana. He was on my email list. I just didn't pay attention. But lo and behold, I looked him up, and what do you know? We have met. He's aware of my point of view. Now, that's as much as I remember him. Now, I got a couple of letters when he rose. This was about, 6 months ago. Letter one, what is your opinion of Bennett? Is he a genuine right-winger with a veneer of honesty, or will they take him out in New York next week like they took out Kahana? Or is he yet another CFR, NWO, Sabotage, Revive-like operative sent to infiltrate the right? See, I have readers who actually think like that. He came out of nowhere, and in theory, he should be in the next government, but don't bet on it. Another one noted something and wrote me a letter. This appearance on CNN, look at my previous article and double-click it. He was unknown until he had a little debate on CNN with a fellow of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then suddenly, he said that he would not evacuate Jews from their homes, and he got famous, and this got him going. But my writer just asked, well, he just stated to me, Bennett has no idea who he's talking to. When the senior fellow talks about not in Israel's interest, in other words, was Bennett actually pushed by the manipulators? Well, he's asking that question. We don't have the answer. But again, Bennett didn't do as well as he was supposed to. He only got 12 seats. Mayor Lapid got 18. He is second place. There's an odd thing that's happening in Israel. Nobody is talking about it yet, but I'm going to talk about it. Netanyahu got Israel Beitenu, with Lieberman's party, got 31 seats. Mayor Lapid got 19, and Labor got 15. They're stronger than Netanyahu. With the right amount of blackmail, threats, cajoling, arm-twisting, whatever, they could actually form a left-wing government of Israel. They could shift Netanyahu out under the right circumstances. The numbers are there. If Netanyahu doesn't go to Bennett or threaten him to change certain points of view, and if Bennett, let's put it this way, without Bennett, I can't see Netanyahu actually molding a coalition. But again, Bennett is going to have to be changed. And I'm going to bring up just two members of the Knesset who took his positions, Mayor Kahana and Rechavam Ze'evi. Both were taken out in very obvious assassinations from within. Very obvious. In the case of Ze'evi, he was 3-4 hours from leaving the Knesset with Lieberman and Sharansky over Peres being in the government. He was going to expose, finally, Peres, and a few hours before he had his chance, in a remarkably suspicious assassination in a hotel in Jerusalem, Ze'evi was assassinated. Bennett had better watch out, all right? Okay, now Kahana was considered more radical than Ze'evi. Who knows why? You could toss a coin between their radicalness. They were of the same opinion of almost anything, but so is Bennett.
Hey, Rob,
and that is mighty dangerous for him.
We'll talk to you, I think, later this week on our afternoon program. Thanks so much. God bless. Talk to you later.
Bye, all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy Barry Shamish. Barry certainly explains what's really happened behind the scenes, which created the State of Israel. Of course, as a Christian, I look upon this as God's work, and it's been a terrible suffering from the point of the Jews that they were forced back into the Holy Land. And yet, of course, if you read the prophecies 2,000 years ago, they were talking about the Jews returning to the land of Israel. And I think as we follow what's going on today, we can see God's hand as we move towards the climax of history and the fulfillment of the prophecies laid out in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Read it and notice how all the various countries that are mentioned there are now aligned against Israel, just exactly as was said thousands of years ago as we move towards this final conflict of history. Well, if you would like to understand what's really going on in the world today, let me suggest you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't, you should. And it will really show you God's hand in what is unfolding. Certainly you cannot understand even what's happening in America. We are controlled by a small little group of people, the Trilateral Commission, and it's not simply by accident. Other between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of that country, including 7 of the 12 then secretaries of state. And now we have a new secretary of state, and his name is John Kerry, and he came from the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, the person who was initially nominated, Sandra Rice, she just happened to come from the membership roles of the Council on of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly believe this is all coincidence? Of course not. I mean, we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice. They run our country, and it's about time you understood they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the one-world prophesied world government. Well, if you'd like to get a case of my books, remember, you can get them. Certainly, you can get them at $149.95. You'll get 64 books. You can pass them out. You can lend them out. You can give them away. You can sell them. Do whatever you want to, but help us to get the information out. This book will change the lives of many people who read it. Brotherhood of Darkness, if you'd like to get a single copy or get a case, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope that you'll go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 4 hours every day live, 9 hours, certainly on our satellite. Certainly, you can listen to our archive programs there 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished, but you'll learn a lot because we try to get exciting guests who will give you the accurate information so that you can begin to prepare for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And ladies and gentlemen, difficult times do lie ahead. I believe there's a very real possibility of an EMP attack with devastation of our country. And if you'd like to read the book, A Nation Forsaken, or get our 4-tape set on the threat of an EMP attack, or our video, our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, or certainly we actually carry the Congressional Commission reports of 2004 on the danger. You can get it off the internet, but we offer it nicely bound. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Is it going to happen? I don't know. But I think people should begin preparing for it. And down the line, we want, of course, people to eventually go to their county sheriffs and start planning, making preparations, because if this should happen and we're not prepared, it will be a disaster. Under any circumstances, please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Vision and protection tomorrow. Your Lord, do it.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Ranch Restaurant in Greeley reminds everyone the difference between a child safe at home and a child missing can be as little as a few simple rules on how to return home. Set a curfew for your child and have them routinely call to check in with you. This reminder is from Ranch Restaurant, 714 6th Street in Greeley, the perfect place for lunch. Call ahead for orders at 970-356-1411. That's 970-356-1411. Ranch Restaurant in Greeley. Colorado Wyoming Outreach and Admissions for Job Corps, celebrating Black History 365 days a year, salutes African American leaders who led the way to equal opportunity. Let's continue to work together for a better place to live for all Americans.